Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Big Lansing City Council meeting planned tonight, and very happy to welcome in Joe Manzilla. He is the manager of regional programs for LEAP and a Lansing City Council candidate, I understand. Hello, Joe. How are you?
Well, good afternoon. How are you?
Just fine. Obviously, this is a very important Lansing City Council meeting for a lot of people, and I understand that a number of people, I guess more than six dozen, planning to swarm the meeting tonight to protest a recent decision. What can you tell us?
Well, Facebook is. It may be that many, it may not. But it's actually, it's not necessarily a protest. You know, we're trying to make a point here that this isn't a time for infighting. This isn't a time for, you know, keeping its bag. It's time to move Lansing forward. And a lot of the people who are going to come down tonight, really, they're not even going to talk about the hot issue. They're going to talk about what's important to them during public comment.
Okay. All right. What can you tell us about the Gillespie developments and the decision made last week and how that's influenced us?
I think it provided some impetus to get out there and get ahead of this. I think what we're seeing is just a little bit of the city council being out of touch. And I mean, I don't want this to be an indictment on anybody. They're good people. They really are. But I think they got this one wrong. And I think a lot of people think that they got this one wrong. You know, this isn't, to me, this isn't an issue of union or non-union, labor or non-labor. It just comes down to, is this the role that our city council should be playing right now at this point? That's just absolutely killing jobs, and it's killing economic development. We're talking about $30 million worth of developments that may not go because of that decision. And I wish there was some better way, some better solution they could have come out with than, you know, what happened on Monday.
Well, I think everyone wishes that there had been a compromise, that there had been a better solution. No one likes 4-4 mm-hmm. votes, and no one likes plans for development to stall. Certainly the unions don't either. Do you understand why the four council people voted the way they did?
You know, I understand why some of them voted the way they did, and it's their personal, I mean, it's their charge. It's they feel that they made a good vote. But
why did they vote the way they did?
I'm not sure, and I'll be honest with you. I'm not quite sure exactly why. I know some of the council members have voiced previous opposition to these projects, and that was their justification to vote. I don't think that is a good justification to vote this way. You know, these projects are transformative. They're going to change things right for our city for the better. We need to redevelop our riverfront. We need to take care of these very large, you know, formerly publicly owned buildings like the Armory, and turn them into good community useful things. And unfortunately, I don't think that our city council took the time and did their homework when it comes down to it about getting us there. You know, this whole thing, this looks terrible for other developers that want to come and spend their money in Lansing. This is, you know, it's deterring that. It's deterring investment. If you don't think it affects whether a bank is going to give you a business loan, you should think again. Because banks take this thing into account. They look at, you know, your how things are going, what the climate is, and if they know that there's going to be significant political opposition,
they may
be less likely to lend.
Joe, I think we are all in agreement that we want more development for Lansing, and that some of the things that Pat Gillespie has been involved in, we have seen the results of those, and we appreciate those efforts. But I think that for a lot of the council people, it was pretty much a litmus test issue in terms of a project labor agreement. And when that was not going to happen, then it changed things in their mind. Playing devil's advocate, can you see how that would cause some of the council people to reconsider their votes?
You know, a project labor agreement wasn't on the table. And that's the issue here. And unfortunately, and I hate talking about this because this isn't why I'm running for council. I'm running for a lot of other things, but when it comes down to it, is it the city's role to negotiate on behalf of groups? I mean, we have labor unions for a good reason. My dad worked for 9 years as a crane operator at the Chrysler Tank Plant. He told me quite a bit about why it's important to have unions. Keep things safe, keep wages safe, you know, same. And that's why we have two parties that stand on equal ground to negotiate. you know, hence bargaining.
You know, we've had a lot of accusations here, and Pat Gillespie has talked about the number of times he has tried to meet on this and the number of roadblocks he has found, and the unions feel very frustrated in some ways. Is it possible that if everyone in this city would encourage them to come together, that eventually there could be a compromise worked out?
Well, I absolutely think there can be a compromise worked out. You know, I know, I've heard even from you know, people involved with it, that there were pretty substantial compromises offered. And right, that one of the things is it's all or nothing. And that's not quite the way to compromise.
Yeah. I was disappointed by this vote last Monday. I can tell you I agreed with you on that. I guess I saw this as a message that something else needed to happen, and this was not a final vote, that this is going to come up again, and probably going to be another vote tonight. So I think there are a lot of things that can change in this, and I've heard people say that, well, this means that we're not going to have the development downtown and the Marshall Street Armory isn't, project's not going to get done. Do you really believe that? Pat Gillespie has got so much into this project, and he has been so active and proactive in the development of downtown, and the unions have so much at stake. I just can't believe that you're going to have a Mexican standoff here.
I look at it this way. Why should you have to beg to spend your money in this town? You shouldn't. And he, you know, I'm not sure about the particulars of what's going on, and that's why this really shouldn't, to me, this should not be about what happened Monday night. It should be about going forward. How are we going to get there? How are
exactly.
We going to get
we were
done?
Not privy to the negotiations. You weren't, I wasn't, and a lot of the people who have strong feelings about this, who just want what's best for Lansing, don't know the details of why things have not progressed. But what can you tell us about what's going to happen tonight as a result of the Love Lansing aspect of Facebook?
Well, what we're trying to do, again, is to steer us away from this very bitter, divisive issue, and mostly people are going to be speaking during the public comment. We've asked them to come in and tell Lansing, tell the city, why you live here, why do you like it here, what do you want to see more of, what do you think we need to work on. Go ahead and take that 2 or 3 minutes and do something positive, because the more we sit and mill over these deep, negative, divisive issues, the more we lose sight of the bigger picture that we've got a city on the comeback. You know, we're doing some amazing things here, and we need to do them faster. There needs to be urgency.
Could you get 50 people to speak at the public comment?
I'm sorry?
Could you get 50 people, Joe, to speak at the public comment? If you did, you would have 2.5 hours that would be telling everyone exactly why Lansing is what it is and how it needs to get on the right track.
You know, that's the hope, and given everybody's in school and has families and laundry to do and they want to watch House tonight, I can't blame a lot of people for not showing up, but I would like to see a lot of people show up. I think it speaks to a real dedication that a lot of people I know, especially, that they feel for this place. When we say Love Lansing, it's not kind of a catch term. I mean, you think of a child, and it's a child in the crib. You love that child. It's that same type of love. You don't like it because it's sitting in the bed, you know, making a mess in its diaper. You like it for what it's going to be. It's going to be, you know, it is your child. It is going to grow up. It's going to be, you know, your daughter is going to be a, you know, astrophysicist. She's going to get the Nobel Economics Prize. I mean, we've got such potential, and we need to start cashing it in. Let's start doing things instead of sitting around having potential.
All right. This discussion, this dialogue is going to be tonight, 7 o'clock start to the city council meeting. We don't know when this will end. Some of the city council meetings have been the best entertainment, the best education in town over the years, and this one promises likewise. And Joe, good luck. I hope that you and Pat Gillespie and the unions and the city council can all sing kumbaya when this is over.
I think so. We've got a lot of very good people involved in this. People on the city council really do try, and they're doing everything they can for this town. I think we could do more, but that's just Candidate Joe speaking. So,
all right.
You know, let's do it. Thank you.
Joe Manzilla, and he's going to be there along with Summer Schreiner and Rory Nooner and a number of other young up-and-coming business types who are up in arms about last week's vote, and that is tonight, 7 o'clock at City Hall. Joe is the manager of regional programs for LEAP and, as you can tell, city council candidate in the next election.